Do you love the hits like we love the hits? Presenting the Hit Scratch-Off family from the Hoosier Lottery. It's one of the most exciting scratch-off collections we've ever compiled. With four explosive games, the hits are your ticket to even more summer fun. And how do chances to win up to $900,000 sound? It's a dynamite collection of original hits, and it is available in stores. Get yours today from your favorite Hoosier Lottery retailer. You're gonna love this sound. Hoosier Lottery. Imagine that. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
Blog Talk Radio.
Some nights I stay up, catching in my padlock. Some nights I call it a draw.
Some nights welcome to I Sherry's World, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Some nights I wish they just fall off.
If you'd like to talk to Sherry, dial 914-803-4365. And now, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
And welcome, everybody, to Psychic Sherry, Sherry's World, here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am the G-Man, and we're going to run down a little bit how we roll so you guys know what to expect when we bring you on the line with us. When we bring you on the line, I'll say your area code, ask you your name and your area code, and you'll give us that information and tell us a little bit about the weather that's going on in your area. And that's just to let Sherry get into your energy and be able to give you whatever messages the spirit might have for you on this particular day. I do want to remind everybody that Sherry's World is for entertainment purposes only. And if you guys are liking what you're hearing and you want to hear some more, you can always go over to psychicsherry.org, and Sherry's name is spelled S-H-A-R-I.org. And you can schedule and pick out whatever length of read that you want right there on her landing page. So without further ado, we'll bring our host on. Welcome, Psychic Sherry.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's not bad. Not bad. Tiring week, long week. Not just for me. The wife's worked overtime every night this week. And it's been raining all week long. It's been terrible.
Really?
Well, not really terrible, but just rainy.
That makes me tired, being around
right?
A lot of rain. Is it raining there now? It's really nice here.
It is partly cloudy, mid-80s. Rain's going to be coming in this evening. Rain this evening and then be sunny and warm tomorrow, and then rain all weekend for like the next 6 days.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, that makes me tired and kind of droopy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that
well.
It does.
My grass loves the rain.
I've not had to mow my yard for 2 weeks now. Unfortunately, I think when it's,
wow.
Yeah, when it's not so rainy or wet, tomorrow midday I'm going to have to go out and take care of it before it gets super warm. Because, I mean, it's still upper 80s, low 90s here just about every day, even with the rain.
Yeah, that's about what it is here.
Yeah.
So
and
anything new
worse.
And exciting?
No, not really. I still have EVPs that I need to go through. I was waiting on a patch cord for my recorder so I could patch it into the mixer board to be able to move it from the recorder onto the computer so I could, you know, tear it apart if I hear anything and try to clear, you know, the audio up and whatnot and all that good stuff. But I plan on doing that either tonight or tomorrow and hopefully find something pretty decent that I can share with everybody.
I'd love to hear that. That would be great.
Right. But everything, I mean, it's been pretty quiet as far as anything paranormal story-wise or whatnot. There was a cool article I did see on Facebook this week, and it was from a town that I lived at before we moved to Georgia, and that's Franklin, Indiana. And there's a house there in town that's supposed to be super haunted. And I always wanted to get in there, and we never got the chance to get in there. And it is supposedly pretty hardcore haunted, and there's a big story on it and whatnot. And one thing I tell everybody that I talk to as far as clients, like when we go in for the first, you know, initial, wherever it is, residential or a commercial hunt, is that what I do is a little bit different than any other paranormal investigating team. I don't go in trying to prove to you that you have spirit. I go in with the idea of just capturing the evidence and showing you what I have found, and you take it from there. You know, you take it for what it's worth to you. And so I shared the post on Facebook, and my grandmother, bless her heart, she's in the 90s. She got on there and tried to field dress me, telling me that ghosts weren't real, and all I had to do was ask my dad. And it's funny because my dad,
you know what? That
dad's
came
a believer.
Up on my news feed, man.
Did you see
was
that?
Was that your grandma that said that? Yes, I saw that.
Crazy.
That
old
was
bat.
Funny. I wondered who that was. That's
right?
So funny.
Yeah. She is very very special. But I was like, you know, you have to take it for what it's worth, because I mean, if I showed her some of my stuff, she still wouldn't believe it. And that's okay. I mean, everybody has an opinion, and that doesn't bother me. But I just thought it was funny that she is trying to field dress me on Facebook about ghosts. I'm like, man, if you only knew half of what
I
know.
That was so funny. You
right?
said something. I forget now what your response was. I beg to differ. I forget what you said. It was
something like, well, I'm sorry, but I beg to differ, or agree to disagree, or something like that. You know, I mean, what do you say? It's your grandma.
So
you know what I mean?
Right.
Bless her heart.
That's funny.
But yeah,
one thing kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. I want to hear the rest.
I was gonna
say story.
She's an old country girl, so I mean, it's kind of hard to tell her any different than what she already knows. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, she's seen a lot more than me and you probably put together.
Right, right. So.
Wow, that's funny.
So, what were you gonna say?
Well, I was just something weird. It's not that big of a deal. When we were on, my husband and I were on vacation in Myrtle Beach, and I was out on the balcony, and I even videotaped this. It was so weird. One day I go, why are all of these dragonflies? There were like 10 dragonflies that were kept flying right in front of us. It was so distracting. I couldn't even see the ocean. And I kept telling my husband, why aren't they next door or some? Why are they right here? They just kept buzzing around us. So I videotaped it. I thought it was cool. I like them, but they were so close. It was kind of weird. Didn't think much of it. So last night I was outside in my little $400 jacuzzi from Walmart that I love. And I love that. It is awesome. But I was out there, and I've been out there in my jacuzzi for 3 years. I've never had dragonflies come. These dragonflies started to bombard me. There were so many dragonflies. I tried to count them, but I couldn't. They were just going so fast. I'm going to guess there were at least 15 of them.
Oh, wow.
They were so close. I know. I even called my husband, opened the door, and he looked out, and I said, check out all these dragonflies. It was so weird. They were everywhere. And then I had a squirrel. I feed my squirrels. And normally this little one is scared of me. He was right up on the pole, you know, munching down on this these peanuts that I put out there, just staring at me. He wasn't even scared at me, of me. And then I had the hummingbirds. I felt like Dr. Doolittle. I had the yellow finches, the hummingbirds, all of these dragonflies. But what I was doing was transmuting trauma for my two children and my daughter-in-law and my husband. And I guess all of the angels or all of the elementals, the animal kingdom was coming in to help me do that. It was just really awesome.
Wow.
It was amazing. I couldn't even believe it. It kind of took me a little bit off guard by surprise.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Man, I love me some dragonflies. They're cool.
Yeah,
they really are
nowhere.
Really cool.
I never see dragonflies in my backyard.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, everybody's cousin and everybody, you know, they bring everybody they've ever met in their life. It was just weird.
Right.
So.
Nice. So are we feeling the need to jump into some calls?
We are, because time's a ticking and people are probably sick of hearing us talk. So let's get in on the reads and see what we got going on here.
All right, so we're going to take our first call right now. Remember, when you guys get on the line with us, go ahead and turn off all your external speakers and speakerphones and stuff off, and that'll help us hear you and you hear us, all that good stuff. So caller 301, what's your name, where are you calling from, and how's the weather in your area? Caller 301 has dropped. She hung up on me.
Oh, aww.
We'll go here. Area code 415, what's your name and where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, I'm calling from California. My name is Ann, and it's pretty nice. It's in the 70s, but we need some of your rain.
Okay. Hi, Ann. I'm in your energy.
Hi.
As I scan your body, I instantly drop down into your heart area, and what the angels are telling me is that they are sending you some healing, emotional healing. You do tend to take on other people's energy and their sadness, and you try to fix other people. Spirit, I don't know if you've been tired lately, but they're telling me that you've been burning the candle at both ends of the stick, and there's a part of you that may feel like you're kind of going backwards just a bit. But what is happening is, you know, like on a slingshot when you pull it back.
Pull it back.
Yeah. And you're at that back part and you feel like you're not going anywhere, but they, yeah, but there's, when you let go, they say you are getting ready to catapult, and you know you are. You can feel it. There's a part of you that knows that you're getting ready for a lot of changes, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's been, I have been doing a lot of inner work, and now I'm ready for the outer results.
The reason why you feel sometimes that you're just spinning your wheels and things aren't really oh, this isn't working, is because your vibration is going higher.
Okay.
And things that things that used to be like, aha, ooh, this is so great, wonderful, awesome. It's because, I don't want to say you're numb to it, but you're just vibrating higher.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few of your friends that have started maybe to drop off, or you're going to start to lose contact with, but they do show me one, two that are coming in, and one is a gentleman. Now, I'm not saying it's a romantic relationship. It could be. I don't know. But it's just saying that he's very spiritual. It's almost like a spiritual leader that's coming in for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been praying for this, because your angels are starting to – your angels are funny. They're really funny. They're laying down cards. Have you tried to do any kind of readings with cards, or – are you wanting to do readings on yourself?
Well, I do it more online. I've studied them. I know the meanings, and I usually just go online.
Okay, because your guides are asking you, they're asking me to ask you, why are you, how do we say this, taking advice from other people when you have all of the knowledge that you need?
Yeah, that's changing.
They don't.
But yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can feel it. We love when you dance. We love for you to get some energy moving in your home.
Right.
They're pulling me into your home here just a bit. We do like if you can bring in some kind of live cut flowers.
Okay.
The energy feels a little stuck to me.
Yeah, that's my landlord. I share, and it's the people I share with are very low, so I kind of have to create my own space.
Okay, because I feel it's a ball and chain on your ankle.
Yeah,
and that's okay.
Moving is one of the things on the list. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do show me that you will unlock this ball and chain. It may be a little further down the road, because quite frankly, you're not quite ready to move just yet. There's a few little ducks you want to get in a row before you move. And we don't want to do a hasty move. We don't want to just rush out of there and move, because then you're going to end up in a place that you don't like that either.
Yeah, so, no, this is fine. This is fine. Yeah.
Yeah, good, because you're going to be there for a couple, several more months. And that's okay, because you're needed there. You're needed to help transmute the energy for everyone that's there.
I know that. I feel that.
Because you're what we call a light worker. But you're not stuck. Your guides keep telling me she feels like she's stuck, like she's got one foot in the earth, like she can't go anywhere. She can't go anywhere. And they said, no, this is an opportunity. And ask your guides. You're very intuitive. Ask your guides, what do I need to learn here? When we feel stuck, this is a beautiful opportunity for us to learn a lesson. It's your higher self is making you stuck, because if we don't learn our lessons, we're not getting out of it.
Right.
You know, we just
can't hurdle.
Yeah, we can't skip grades, because otherwise it's just going to come up with other people. So when you feel stuck, say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, my angels. Now, what do I need to learn? And so this is where you're at right now. And they said, we love it. You'll write it down. I don't know if you've ever tried to do automatic writing. Your angels would like to work with you on that. Okay. So.
Okay.
I hope this resonated with you. We're going to go ahead and jump into our next call.
Sure. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. What we're going to do is we're going to take, where'd it go? Up there it is. Area code 312. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Oh, hi, Shannon, Illinois. It's sunny and humid. No rain yet.
Okay. Hi, Shannon. I'm in your energy here. Well, you're just like, when I get into your energy, I feel like you're the mama bear. I feel like do you have grandchildren? I feel like you're always trying to protect your youngins or your children.
No, I have nieces.
Okay. Are you around them a lot? Because you do very well with children.
Well, here's the thing. I used to help deliver babies, and then I do have nieces, and I was just with all my nieces the past week. But we're kind of always together here and there.
Okay. All right. So, okay, I'm just kind of scanning your energy, because I see so many children around you. There's a part of you that feels like they're pulling me into a past life for you. In a past life, you ran an orphanage. And I'm getting cold chills because the angels are coming in. You made a vow, some sort of a contract, that you would never have children, that you would either adopt or you couldn't stand it that all of these children didn't have anywhere to go. Does this make sense? That's crazy. And
well, no,
because
I hopefully plan on having children. Well, hopefully plan on having children, but I take care of women with babies in their belly every day, so I'm always touching kids, like babies that aren't born yet.
Okay, because they're just throwing me into this. You're always helping other people's children. So this
I take
is maybe
care, like,
why you.
Nursing?
Yeah,
nursing,
you did that in a past life. Yes. So this could be how it bled into this earth, earth here.
Okay.
So let's see what we got here. They are showing me 2 to 3 children for you.
Yeah, I got scared when you told me I was going to adopt. I'm thinking like, no, I'm going to have some babies.
Yeah. That was a vow you made. Doesn't mean we got to do it. They do show me 2, 3.
Okay.
So when they split them up like that, instead of just seeing 3 children for you or 2 children for you, when I see 2 and then 3, this means maybe the person that you marry or that you're with may have a child. And then together you may have 2. Does that make sense? It kind of separates up my parents. It's not, they're not from the same parent is how they do that.
Oh, I thought maybe it was like one, and then I have like twins. But no, that's not what you're saying.
No, no. What we're seeing is, are you in a relationship right now?
Yeah, and I'm hoping to God someone doesn't knock on my door one day and tell me he had a kid.
And so,
when you
so
just
he's
said
got
that.
A baby?
Yeah, you just scared
that's
me
okay.
when you said that.
You're fine. You're fine. Let me go back here and see what we got going on here. Do you have a weeping willow tree in your backyard?
No. It's Chicago. It's like...
They're pulling me into a timeline here where we have a fence around your backyard. We have a weeping willow tree in the backyard. I see three children in this backyard at this point. Now, this is the timeline that we're on. What is the name? Are you married or just in a relationship?
Married.
What is his first name?
Goes by Lewis.
Okay. I'm not invading his privacy. What I'm doing is I'm just going to get into his
no,
energy.
I'm him. Supporting you. Yeah.
Okay. But he has to support me because I can't invade his privacy. Okay, but he's going to let me in. Oh, I really like his energy. He's just a good, hard worker, isn't he?
Yeah, a little too good.
Yeah, he just seems like he's just a good worker. He sets his motion on something, and he likes it. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Irene. Now, remember when we talked about adopting children?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. Now, this is just one timeline that we're going down. And you can change this up because we have a lot of timelines. There's one child, then two. One, then two. There, you and your husband could have two children, but you
mm-hmm.
may adopt. Have you ever thought of adopting a child?
Yeah, when I was 5 years old, I remember pointing to a picture of the boy in the Tribune. I was said to my mom, why can't we have him? Because it was way back when they used to put kids to adopt in a paper. I would adopt only after I would have, like, my own.
Mhm. Mhm.
That's the only way I would do it.
Because what they're throwing me down a timeline that
mm-hmm.
are you still in delivery where you're with the women having babies?
Oh my God, you have no idea. I teach that clinicals to the nursing students in OB. I take care of pregnant women every day. My hands are always on their belly.
There is a mommy that doesn't want her baby. And you're holding your hand up saying, I'll take this baby. I'm getting cold chills everywhere. But you have your own children by this point.
Oh, thank you.
You have two of your own.
With my partner I'm with now, my husband, right? Or no, do you think I'm going to have another man with a week? Oh, okay.
No. This is why I see two than one. It's like playing charades. I have to kind of get intertwined into the energy. You have your own choice.
Okay.
You're raising your hand. When I say raising your hand, it's like this mommy doesn't want this baby, but you love this girl.
Got it.
Somehow you bond with this girl. This baby's going to go up for adoption. You're like, I'm not going to allow this to happen. It feels like it's a girl, a baby girl.
Okay.
Okay? You will
mm-hmm.
love this baby just like she's yours. There will be, nobody will know the difference.
Got it.
So we can breathe easy. My girl Irene says, she's panicking. She's so funny.
No, I am. I'm so panicking. You have no idea. I'm thinking like, why would I ever, I should have been a nun when you first told me the vow of, I'm thinking like, oh no, I want babies. I want babies. You know,
you're having babies.
Okay.
Are
my
kids
older?
Do we want to tell her this, Irene?
Yeah,
you're
going to
be huge with your pregnancies. And
that's not
fine.
A good thing.
No, it's good. You're going to eat anything you want, but because you'll lose
okay.
it quickly, but you're just huge. And that's fine because you're happy. And then you lose
okay.
it very quickly. But
okay.
And your feet swell. So
okay. And am I preeclamptic too, and then I get induced early?
Yeah,
no,
a little bit.
Know.
Yes,
I
that's
should.
What we're seeing a little bit of preeclampsia.
Oh, that's
and
why.
I'm no doctor.
Okay.
I am no doctor.
Well, when you say huge, I'm
just,
pretty good with weight, and I'm tall, so I'm thinking that's the only thing it could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just ate a lot.
No,
okay.
It,
so
but
do you think when I have my – I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sherry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, so do you think I'll have two babies at once or I'm going to have two pregnancies?
No. They feel like two different pregnancies.
Oh, okay.
But they're very close. But they're very
yeah,
close together.
Yeah, that's how I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think one's going to come visit me soon? I mean, oh, Lord, I know I shouldn't ask that.
We hate to give a time frame, but we do see within 9 months.
Of getting pregnant. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that works. Okay, so I am
yeah,
going to
not having
then.
The baby.
Okay,
yeah,
I
we
support
do feel
that.
It. One thing that your team would like for me to tell you,
yes.
quit worrying about getting pregnant.
Yeah,
you're,
I worry about that.
There's a part of you that's so worried about it. Like, oh, I got to get pregnant. I got to get pregnant. There's like quit. The when you quit worrying about it, when you surrender, that's when you're going to get pregnant.
Yeah, I feel like my husband is milking his feet a little too long, and it's bothering me and in turn is making me not want to be with him.
Mm-hmm. That's all
going to change. Because it's taking too long. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in hope. Well, we hate to point fingers, but if we had to point fingers at somebody, we're going to point them at you because you're just so fearful of not getting pregnant, throwing your energy in the negative part of not getting pregnant.
Okay.
You see that what we focus on is what we get. So
right.
focus on.
And I struggle with the fact of I always knew it was coming, but I feel like we've been married now a couple of years, and it's like, come on, let's go, let's go. He's
mm-hmm.
taking too long. He works too hard and dragging, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, this
mm-hmm.
is getting ridiculous.
But you're worrying too much about it, so. The first
yeah,
baby will
started,
be a boy.
Yeah. Oh, thankfully. I'll take it. Boy or girl, I'd be content.
Uh-huh.
And then my
big one.
Second one will be a girl, maybe, and then the third a girl.
You know, they're not showing me the second one. All I see is a boy, and he's a big one.
Oh.
And then they show me the girl that you want to take an adoption. And again,
yeah.
This is we have free will on this earth. So anything that I
correct.
Tell you, it's not carved in
uh-huh.
stone. If you don't like what I tell you, you can recreate it. Because we create our own
right.
world. But I am on the timeline that you're creating right now. And this is what you're creating right now. I do. Thank you. They're showing me. First it's a boy, and he's a big one. Then a girl, and then adoption of a girl.
You don't know what the adopted girl looks like, do you? Well, who I could keep an eye out for?
Yeah. No, they're not. You can keep an eye out for the mommy who doesn't want her baby.
Got it.
Okay.
Do you see me
right,
still
well,
in Chicago? Okay. Or no? Or you think I'm going to move with a weeping willow? I don't even know where they're located.
I feel like you're going to move.
Yeah, I think we need to move.
Mm-hmm. You need to move more they just show me more in a residential area. I don't
uh-huh.
quite know what that means. That's
okay.
just the word that comes up more in the residential area. Now it could be still in Illinois. I don't know. They're not quite showing me. but you're going to go through a lot of emotions.
I think I'm there now.
You're in an emotional roller coaster.
Right now, I am. I'm telling you, I am. That's why, yeah, I am. Hands down.
Mm-hmm. It's going to pan out for you. You're not crazy. Just when you find yourself feeling crazy, focus on something that you love. It'll calm you. Your energy is everywhere. You got.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Need to pull yourself back. Yeah, you need to pull yourself back. Tell your energy. I call all of my energy back to me, anywhere in the universe, because you're everywhere.
So what did you just say? My energy would come back to me?
Yes. Say, I call all my, I hold my hand up like it's a magnet. I call all of my energy back to me. Boom. It's done.
I never heard that before.
It has to do what you say. Hold your hand up like it's a magnet and say, I call all of my energy back to me. It can be in different dimensions and different times. You're in everywhere. You're everywhere. Call it all back. It'll come back to you. You'll feel so much better because you're crazy in the head right now.
No,
I
you
mean
have
that
no
in
idea.
A nice
I have a short
way.
Fuse. I know I sound lovely and I'm very lovely if you look at me, but I'm telling you I have a very short fuse and at any time I could snap.
Right. It's because you're too thin. You're too scattered. You pull your energy back. And you won't feel that way. Do it 20 times a day if you have to. And then concentrate on if somebody says something to you, anything that happens, throw your consciousness on your physical body and just pay attention to how your body reacts. Is your heartbeat getting fast? Are you getting a ringing in your ear? Are you getting a headache? Do your legs feel weak? Are you tired? Your body is your compass. Your body is your guide. Your body tells you what you need to work on. If something happens and your heart rate's going really fast, that's your signal, this person might have said something to me. So either A, I didn't speak up and stand up for myself, or it can be a whole slew of things. Pay attention to your body. And right now your body is very scattered. Your body is saying, focus on me.
Yeah,
focus
I have a
on
pounding
pulling
headache
your energy
and then... Yeah. Right. Yeah. Pounding headache, and then I've been getting stomach irritation, too.
Mm-hmm. So focus on that. Pull yourself into your stomach and ask, what are you trying to tell me? You may not hear it right then, but when you throw that question out, your guides will do everything they can to give you the answer. And when I say your guides, this is going to get, I'm going to try to do this really quickly. When I say your guides, that is really your higher self. That it has, you have created signals, signs for you that only you will understand, that you will get from the universe. I know I'm not making enough sense because I feel under pressure.
No, you are. You are. Like if I see 3 sevens, like I said, I ask a question. If I see that, that means that. That's what I mean. Is that what you mean like that?
Yes, yes. And you created that. And not only on this earth, you created it even before you incarnated here.
Okay.
It's like playing Clue. I guess it's like the movie The Matrix. I think it's The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Where people find messages and clues, but they instilled them before they even incarnated.
Okay.
Am I losing you? Because I find like I'm getting crazied up here into a different dimension.
No, you're not losing me at all, because then I say, okay, I'll say spirit guides, universe, give me a sign. But then essentially what you're saying is I've already thought of this a long time ago, so when I see it, I know I'm on the right path, whether I have this or this, because you probably know the answer somewhere, but you're just looking for for reaffirmation. Is that what I'm saying?
Perfect.
Or
perfect.
Reaffirm.
Yes.
You want reaffirmment.
Yes.
Okay, that's the word. Okay.
Perfect. So, yes.
So I just need to keep pulling my energy back. You're right. I am all over. It's not good.
Yeah, you just pull your energy back. The more you pull your energy back, the more the things will start to come into play. Things are going to come into play until you pull your energy back.
Got it. Calm down and just, yes.
Yes.
And when you necessarily have a headache or an upset stomach, is that your body telling you, like, you're wrong and, you know, stay tight?
No.
Because I know the feeling when I meet someone, I'm like, ooh, this is a bad feeling. When I meet someone or they're on the side of the street where I shouldn't be walking and they walk past me, I can tell negative energy for people. I just have a problem trying to decipher my emotional issue versus sanity. Like when I think something that could possibly be goofy, but then my mind thinks like it is goofy, then I thought, no, it's like, how do I know when I'm right when you ask that kind of thing?
Like, first of all,
I don't know.
Telling me you're not drinking enough water.
Oh, I'm not. That's right.
So this is,
and then
this
I went for
where your headache. This is where your headaches are coming from.
Okay.
And then pull your energy back, and then you'll notice that your body will start to fall into sync.
Thank you.
I wish I had
it's just
more
not
time
cute
with
right
you.
Now. Well, I know your website, so I will book a thing because I just looked you up and I even see where you live. So I'm cool with knowing, like, you know, just neighboring states. So I already looked you up, so I'm all good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, book a read and then we can get a little further in because there's a lot more
Thank
I want to tell you, but I just feel like we're cheating our other listeners.
Yeah, you're right.
So.
You're right. But I will, Sherry. I promise I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, if you guys are liking what you hear, remember, you can go over to psychicsherry.org. That's SHARI.org. And you can book a web or a read right on the website there. And it gives you different options for different lengths of read. And that's psychicsherry.org. SHARI.org. All right. We're going to go into another call right now. Area code 510. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
My name is Touch. I'm calling from California. It's sunny right now. It's hot.
What's your name, Tasha?
Yes, Tasha.
Okay, hi, Tasha. Okay, I'm in your energy here just a bit. And, wow, the minute I get into your in the core of you, it's like a fire that's burning. It's like rage. We've got a lot of rage that comes on. Do people bother you?
No.
Okay, I'm still getting in your energy. When I get into the core of you, they're showing me a fire. I feel rage. Okay, so let me ask my guides what we're doing here. I am just really stuck in this rage energy and this anger energy. Let's talk about your father. Is your father still here on the earth plane or is he on the other side?
He's on the other side.
What is his first name?
Leon.
Okay. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, so let's talk about your dad.
Okay.
Let's talk about when you were 12 years old and when you were 18. How's the relationship with you and your father? Or was the relationship?
It was like a... For those ages, it's like distance, but when he was away from me, but when he came around me, he was close.
Okay, so Daddy left, and then Daddy came back?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the discord that we feel, and this is the rage that is with when I say within you, they're pulling me straight into your core. When they take me straight down into your core, this can go way back. This can go way back even past this earth. It can go back way back into other timelines. because I do feel that your father is here he tells me that sometimes he would stand up, his shoulders are just, one is down and one is up. He just couldn't even get it straight. Do you have problem in relationships?
Yeah, you could say. Trying to hold on to relationship.
I can barely hear you. Am I?
Yeah, trying to hold on to a relationship, yes.
Okay, because this is what we're feeling. This is where spirit wants to take us. And this stems from daddy, because as a little girl, when your dad leaves, there was a part of you that felt like you had something to do with it, even though you didn't. And you may not even remember it, because they're telling me sometimes we block things out. This will carry on into other relationships, because you hate to give all of yourself into a relationship, because what if that person leaves? And then what have you got? Well, you've got an empty heart. Because they show me this, when I get into your heart energy, we've got pieces of your heart that are just gone.
Okay.
Does this make sense?
I guess. Because I love my dad. I'm like, I'm past all that, so. My dad never lived with me in the home.
Mm-hmm.
So he would always come and visit and see how his kids was doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So right there in lies the problem. Because whether you remember it or not, a lot of your schoolmates, their mommy and daddies live together.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, and there's also a part of you that almost feels like you're invisible, or that you were when you were a child. You felt like what you had to say, and I'm not talking so much at home, I'm talking about in school. You felt invisible because you felt like what you had to say didn't matter, or that people didn't care what you said. Okay. There is an issue here with the way that you look at yourself, with your self-image. Your body is asking you to quit putting it down. When you look at yourself in the mirror, your body, your higher self, and your body is asking you to love it regardless of what it looks like. The more that you love you, the more other people will love you. People aren't going to like you any more than you like you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a son?
I had three sons.
I keep seeing three, but it's not three. How old are they?
They're 23, 19, and soon to be 14.
Okay, I want to go to the 23-year-old.
Okay.
Okay. He's kind of fighting his own little demons, so to speak. He's trying to find his mark. He kind of is all over the place. He jumps from one thing to the next. He's not centered. He's outside of his body. I wish we had a lot more time to get into this energy with him. I feel like that you have a question that you'd like to ask. I have 2 minutes. Do you have a question?
It was in regards to my friend Sean. What do you see with that? Because he contacted me the other day. He texted me. I want to see how often will we see.
Okay, you know what? I cannot hear you.
Oh, I was saying I want to ask about my friend Sean. He texted me the other day. I wanted to see how often do you see us communicating through text and phone.
What's his name?
Sean. Sean Dale.
Sean. And
yes.
What do you say, he texted you?
Yeah.
And you want to know what about him?
When do you see us communicating more?
His energy feels very sporadic to me. kind of comes and goes and comes and goes. And there's a part of you that's like waiting by the phone, kind of waiting to for contact. Are you making dates to where he's coming to your house? Because I do see him coming to your house.
Oh, no, no, we ain't at that point yet.
Mm-hmm. Because they do show me him coming to your house. Irene, you're so funny. She goes, for a meet and greet. A little more than that. Yeah, he feels all over the place to me, to be honest.
Okay.
How do we say this? How do we say this nicely? He's, let's see what we got. Like a loose cannon. He's all over the place. He's very unpredictable. Thank you, Irene. Does this make sense to you?
Well, he is a busy person.
Mhm. Yeah, he's all over the place. Unpredictable is the name, is the word that goes over his head. We do see him coming. We do see you meeting, a meet and greet is what we call it. Meet and greet is what Spirit calls it. So we do see that. And again, we're getting pulled back into your son's energy. We would suggest that you try to talk with your 23-year-old. Is he good about opening up his heart and telling you what's going on? Because he needs somebody right now, and you would be the person for it. He doesn't want you to come and point fingers at him. He needs a shoulder to cry on.
Oh, he always comes to talk to me. Me and him don't have no issues as far as communication with each other.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, me and him
he's
very
in a
close.
Tough place I'm, right now.
Huh?
He's in a tough place.
Time
is up, Greg.
Yep, time is up.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, Tasha. I wish I had more time, but our show is over. You can always go to my website and book a read or else call next week. And Greg knows where my website is.
You can go over to psychicsherry.org, SHARI.org, and all the information for readings is right there on the page.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
All right, thank you, Tasha.
All right.
Man, it's just hard to hear her.
Yeah, it was really hard to
out.
Hear her. Yeah.
I know. It kind of throws me off a bit.
Yeah, but awesome show, and I think there's some really, really good reads there. Remember, you guys can join us next week, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the Blog Talk Radio Network for Sherry's World. And remember, if you guys are listening live on the blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein page, hit on the favorite button. You'll be notified of all shows coming up and all the information that we'll put out there for you guys to know. But yeah, awesome, awesome show.
All right. Well, thanks, Greg. Thanks, everybody, for calling in.
And remember, go to psychicsherry.org, and you can book all of your information right there on the landing page. And remember, join us next Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us tonight for Psychic Sherry here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check Sherry out again next week, 6 Eastern, here right on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Do you love the hits like we love the hits? Presenting the Hit Scratch-Off Family from the Hoosier Lottery. It's one of the most exciting scratch-off collections we've ever compiled. With four explosive games, the hits are your ticket to even more summer fun. And how do chances to win up to $900,000 sound? It's a dynamite collection of original hits, and it is available in stores. Get yours today from your favorite Hoosier Lottery retailer. You're going to love this sound. Hoosier Lottery. Imagine that. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
Summer is here. The sun is out, and so are you. When you go, take along a clever little app called Audible so you can listen to the stories you love while doing the things you love, outside. A walk, a run, the pool, or the beach, all better with Audible. For just $14.95 a month, you get a credit good for any audiobook from the world's largest selection. If you don't like it, exchange it anytime. So get outdoors with Audible. Start a 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is free at audible.com.